count me in as a huge fan of Donald J. Trump's mission to make our government more efficient. Obviously, it was a wise choice to put the richest man on earth in charge of the effort to weed out incompetency, complacency, graft, and, well, just plain sloth. If anyone knows how to downsize, it's Elon Musk, the billionaire who cut the staff of Twitter to its core. Send him into the Department of the Treasury to root around in its highly classified files on, well, just about everyone. Our Social Security numbers, our financial records, all that highly sensitive data we change our passwords frequently for and need additional authentication to access ourselves. Is he a robot? Of course, as department head, Mr. Musk sent a crew into the data banks without security clearances of any kind. I'll leave it to you if that constitutes incompetence or potential graft, to use information for his personal fiscal aggrandizement, lack of judgment, or nefarious activities. Take your pick. He's fired. The upper management decision to immediately eliminate U.S. aid left shipments on the docks, in warehouses, and on cargo ships. A slower rollout might have prevented this waste, but no. Incompetence and a reliance on gut instinct left governments and agencies scrambling. Efficiency? Not exactly, but probably, well, the exact opposite. Someone needs to be fired. We just came out of the worst pandemic since the Spanish flu, so obviously we can stop worrying about future outbreaks. Might as well cut out funding for the Contagious Disease Center and the National Institute of Health. Not going to need any bogus and toxic vaccines, the soon-to-be head of the Department of Health and Human Services has been warning us scientifically infatuated citizens about. If he were already confirmed, we'd have to fire him. Probably could save ourselves some wasted time and reject him beforehand. When the fires of Los Angeles swept through residential neighborhoods and firefighters ran the hydrants dry, orders went out from the highest office to have the Army Corps of Engineers open the floodgates on the dams to send billions of gallons pouring toward that imperiled city. Unfortunately, no one did any research, asked any probing questions, consulted the experts, no doubt in line for elimination, and so, well, those billions of gallons, unexpected by the downstream farmers, drained into fields that might need that water in the coming droughts of summer. Nothing reached L.A. Incompetence? Mismanagement? Lazy thinking? Absolutely. He should be fired. No questions asked. Pack up your belongings and vacate the White House. Immediately.